Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maggie Raymond, with regards to possible modifications to the rural enclosures, the sustainable harvest sector has requested exemption from Block 138, which is an offshore block that's part of the May rolling closure, and we've been, the council actually wrote a letter to NIMS at one point endorsing that request for consideration of an exemption from that particular block, and we've been denied that 3 years in a row, supposedly because it provides spawning protection to something. So I would request the CAT look at that block in particular to see whether or not that does provide any protection. I just would like to know the answer once and for all, whether or not it really is important for that. That block, as I said, is fairly far offshore, and so Portland boats, if they want to fish in the month of May, they could go to that block if it were open. Otherwise, they have to go fish out of a different port during the month of May because they're not large enough to go beyond that 138 block. So that would be something that we would consider important to look at, and we hope that the CAT could do that. Just with respect to the argument that the sectors should be doing some kind of management other than managing the quota that they're allocated, is that, I mean, our sector manager is a pretty busy guy. We have a pretty big sector, and we hired him to manage the quota because that's what sectors were all about. We didn't hire him to come up with spawning protection areas. So it's curious to me that some council members and in some cases the agency itself, you know, keeps laying a lot of jobs on the sector managers that their employers did not include in their job description. Thank you.